Neither the unborn gorilla nor its parents, Asha and Jomo, are Cincinnatians, so to speak. Though all three will live here, ownership falls to the parents' zoo of origin. It's all part of the Association of Zoos and Aquarium Species Survival Program, which helps zoos in North America regulate breeding. Cincinnati Zoo Director Thane Maynard says it's complicated, but important.
Sometimes a zoo might own an animal for 10, 20, 30 years, even though it's actually living at another facility. And so zoos no longer keep their records just, you know, in a little file box written with a pencil by the curators. You know, it's a very elaborate system that's networked throughout all the accredited zoos in North America. So everybody knows who has what and who's related to whom.
So here are your fun facts for the day. The new baby gorilla will technically belong to the Gladys Porter Zoo in Brownsville, Texas, because that's who owns Mother Asha. Maternal zoos have rights to the first offspring. And Father Jomo, well, he's actually Canadian, tracing his lineage to the Toronto Zoo, which would get the second offspring should there be another birth. International law forbids buying or selling endangered species, and Maynard says simply taking animals from the wild largely ended in the 1970s. So if zoos want to continue preserving these animals, they have to work together. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.